Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg 23, Mbombela Polokwane 21 grade.
Issues at the Galulis interchange. The earlier crash still causing queuing traffic, N12 R24 west towards the interchange. However, they've now got a stationary vehicle, N3 north on the ramp to the N12 east at Galulis.
Ons begin in Noordwes waar die Stilfontein krisiskomitee die polisie daarvan beskuldig dat hulle meer as 100 mynwerkers by die Stilfontein goudmyn vermoor het. Dit volg op berigte dat meer as 100 mense weens hongersnood by sag 11 by die verlate myn gesterf het. Die komitee het 'n video vrygestel wat talle dooie mynwerkers in lyksakke ondergrond wys. Lawyers for Human Rights Matloe Sebai.
What has transpired here has to be called what it is. This is Stilfontein massacre. And this is really a bloody culmination of a treacherous policy that was pursued by the government, and as a result of restriction in terms of, you know, of access to food, water and medication.
Umalusi, die Raad vir Gehalteversekering en Algemene en Verdere Onderwys en Opleiding het die groen lig gegee vir die vrystelling van die 2024 matriek uitslaa. Die Raad het vandag terugvoering gegee oor die uitslaa. Umalusi se uitvoerende hoof, Mafu Ramakotsi.
South Africa has got only one grade 12 or matric qualification, namely the National Senior Certificate. Therefore, the grade 12 learners who write and succeed in the NSC examinations under the IEB received the same NSC certificate that is quality assured and issued by Umalusi, as is the case with the DBE and the Sakai learners.
Die departement van basiese onderwys het intussen 'n moontlike oortreding met matriekuitslae bevestig. 'n Johannesburgse maatskappy, Etumark, word ondersoek nadat hy na bewering matriekuitslae vir 2024 vir R100 aan leerders verkoop het. Dit is nog voor die uitslae amptelik deur die departement bekend gemaak is. Vir meer besoek jackaroundfm.com en klik op news. Die polisie in Limpopo het gister beslag gelê op vervalste en onwettige goedere ter waarde van meer as R5 miljoen. Dit volg op 'n deursoekingslasbrief by 'n winkelsentrum in Masina se sentrale sakekern deur die Suid-Afrikaanse polisiediens en die Suid-Afrikaanse inkomstediens. Polisiewoordvoerder Amanda van Wyk sê tydens die operasie is meer as 2000 vervalste en onwettige items, insluitend klere en parfum, gekonfiskeer.
The operation was spearheaded by our National Counterfeit Goods Unit with the support from the SAPS Gauteng Drone Team, the Bloemfontein Canine Unit, the South African Revenue Services Customs and Brand Protectors. 2 Eritrean nationals and 1 Bangladeshi national were arrested for dealing in counterfeit goods. The Bangladeshi national faces an additional charge for bribery after he attempted to bribe officers at the scene to evade his arrest.
En ons sluit af met nog nes uit die buiteland. België is deur 'n nasionale staking getref met lig- en spoorverkeer wat erg geraak is. Werkers betoog teen pensioen hervormingsplanne. Brussels Airlines het Saterdag gesê hy is gedwing om die helfte van sy vlugte binne Europa te kanselleer. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. The Stilfontein Crisis Committee has accused police of killing over 100 miners at the Stilfontein gold mine in the northwest.
Oh, good grief. So there's a nationwide strike in Belgium. Guess where more than half of the artists from Saturday and Friday's 100% Retro show are flying to literally today.
No way.
Oh no, shame guys. Bon voyage. Hey, nah.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
Oxytocin making it all okay.